I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Yesterday on our roundtable, we discussed recent allegations made by an online blog that the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation has failed to distribute funds raised for Hurricane Katrina relief. We're joined by Don Tharp, President and CEO of the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation, to answer the allegations. Mr. Tharp, good to have you with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ed, for having me on your show.
For those who didn't hear the show yesterday, there is a blog report that suggests that the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation has raised upwards to $400,000 and has not distributed most of that money. The accusation is that the foundation is, in the blog's words, floating tax-free charitable donations. The assertion is that by floating this, you're making more money by virtue of having it in the bank with interest paid, and that you are not servicing those in need. I know you have a statement up now on your website, but talk to us about the allegation, Mr. Tharp.
Well, Ed, basically, it's not true. The blogs that I've read have, as you stated, indicated we've collected a lot of money that we have not distributed. We, in fact, started our campaign on September 21st at the start of our annual legislative conference. And we, in fact, had pledges on that date in September, and we received pledges all the way through the 1st of December. Our intent was to raise approximately $1 million, and we did it through a challenge grant. One of our corporate sponsors, General Mills Foundation, provided us with a $100,000 grant, and we were trying to seek another 9 organizations to match that pledge and hope us again to raise $1 million. To date, we have, in fact, raised $350,000, and we have distributed $290,000 of that money.
Let me ask you, one of the concerns has been, even by others, those not on the blog, and not just to the CBC Foundation, but to others who've been raising money, that in fact this money is slow in getting out to the victims, that there is a need to be more expedient in getting this money out. I understand that you all have a selection committee that determines where this money goes and how it should be spent. Would you concede that you perhaps should speed that process up, or are you comfortable with where you are on that?
We're comfortable with where we are on that because, again, we did not receive our first monies until October, and we have dispensed almost 90% of that money, and now it's January 4. The reason we chose to have a selection committee was that, as a foundation, we wanted to be sure that we would have a process by which we could show people there was an open process for distribution of the money. We fully are aware, the CBCF Foundation, we're fully aware of the allegations that the people are making that the money needs to get out to other people faster. We also realized that the need was great, and our concern was with the amount of money that we could raise, would it be viewed that it's enough? Are we doing enough? But we just wanted to do something. And again, our money is out there. It's the 4th of January, and our money is out there. We only have $40,000 remaining in our fund to distribute.
And with about 30 seconds left, are you comfortable that you will continue to be able to raise money? As you say, you stated you had a goal of $1 million, and your $350,000 into that. Is the outreach continuing, and are you comfortable that you will meet that goal?
We do not believe we'll meet the goal because of the donor fatigue that everyone has been talking about of late. We realize that there are a lot of organizations that have given to not only Hurricane Katrina, but also Rita and some of the other disasters. And then there's some lag time between the money was given for tsunamis. So I believe that we will probably not reach the $1 million goal, but we did want to be able to do something, as I stated before.
All right.
Go right here.
Well, I was just going to thank you, Mr. Tharp, for joining us today. We appreciate the quick response. Don Tharp, President and CEO of the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation, thanks for your time today.
All right. Thank you.